Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Sam.
You know, around the globe, young people, young adults have been targeted as having driven the new wave or the new surge in coronavirus infections, especially toward the end of summer, because of partying, not caring about anyone else other than themselves.
Those darn young people.
Yeah,
even earlier this month, Angela Merkel came out with kind of a plea to young people to stop partying, stop getting together. She said, think about what is most important to you. Isn't it the health of your family, your grandparents? Isn't it also in the next few years to have good training and work opportunities? So she's appealing to the future for them as well.
And of course, you know, she needed to do that. We all needed to do that, right? Because young people are behaving really badly and they don't care about anything but themselves, do they?
Science Unscripted.
Hello, my name is Markus Spittler. I'm a researcher at the Berlin Social Science Research Center. I'm currently did a study on young adults in times of the corona pandemic, which I presented yesterday.
Markus, what was the chief conclusion? What was the biggest surprise or finding of your new survey?
So the main finding from our side was that young people are way more willing to follow the corona pandemic regulations than we would expect from following just the public perception.
And Markus, digging into these numbers a little bit more, what is that looking like? What are we talking here?
So what we were asking is a self-statement whether young adults are willing to follow it, and 83% are saying that they do, and only a minor fraction of 2% say that they are not.
In terms of the methodology behind this, you were surveying people, calling them or asking them online.
And how old were they?
Yeah, so we were questioning young adults in the age between 16 and 26 years old, and this has been an online survey. This is actually kind of the best way to reach young adults today because they usually don't have a landline phone anymore. And in terms of how can we compare these figures towards elderly population, we can just look at them and we see that young adults are a little bit less likely to follow the regulations, but the percentage differences are very small.
So part of the reason your findings surprised me is that what we've been hearing for months, at least here in Germany, is that young people are driving the new infections. It was all about these parties they were apparently having. And according to the Robert Koch Institute back in August, the age bracket between 20 and 24 was the biggest one in terms of the new infections. And I'm looking at data from today, and there's still the age bracket between 15 and 34 is up there with 35 to 59. They're still doing their part, unfortunately, in causing new infections. So how do those two things fit? Your study shows they're following the rules, and yet there are all these new infections. How does that work?
Young people are very likely to have a lot of social contacts, usually. And if you ask a young adult to reduce these social contacts, then they will still have way more social contacts than elderly population. That makes sense why young adults are driving the factual corona pandemic figures. And that is, I think, a finding as well from the study, that young adults have very specific needs which are not addressed in the current regulations, in terms of they are only seen as students and as pupils who need to function in the society, but there hasn't been enough public space for them where we can enforce corona regulations and have a safe environment for young adults, which will benefit all of us.
When you did this study, did you have a hypothesis going in as to what the results would be? And were you surprised by what the results were?
So we were going in with the hypothesis that the corona might enlarge this generational gap, but that is not the case.
Is it safe to say that what your study shows is it's really not about the infections themselves? It's about our perception of young people that I think myself included, a lot of people have sort of assumed, oh, they don't really care if they get infected. Is this really about generational conflict?
I would say it's less a generational conflict than it's more a conflict between those who follow the rules and those who don't follow the rules. So we have like people who are not following the rules in all age groups. And what the study is kind of showing is that age is less of a matter for the pandemic than we were expecting it.
So this survey specifically looked at young people, right? It didn't compare other age groups or demographics.
Yeah, this specific study is mostly about young adults. We have a few questions which we asked the whole population to have a good comparative measure. So, for instance, we asked which measurements are most problematic for young adults and for the adult population, and that showed strong differences. For instance, homeschooling is way more problematic for the young adults who are in the age of still going to school, while home office is way less problematic for the elderly population. And in comparison, young adults who are in the age 20 to 26, they show a lot of problems in terms of money. They are very likely to work in a job or in a sector which is affected by the corona pandemic. So there is a huge gap between young adults being affected monetarily in comparison to the elderly.
You mentioned 83% of young adults, 16 to 26-year-olds, saying that they're following the rules to the best extent that they can. Did they have anything to say on what their motivations for doing so were?
Yes, they did. And that is, for me personally, very surprising that obviously most of them are following the regulations because they are willing to help someone else probably who is older than them. But there is still 54% who say that they are also following the regulations for their own health. So when sometimes we have this discussion whether we should just have a rolling infection through all the healthy people in, which are mostly the young people, and I have doubts that young people are happy with that. So also young people don't want to have the coronavirus.
And that was Markus Spittler. He's a researcher on young European adults at the WZB Berlin Social Science Center.
Some interesting stuff there, for sure. I didn't realize that only, you know, generational differences are only 10 to 20% different. That doesn't seem like very much.
I think that's, if you take one lesson from any of this, that might be the biggest one, that anytime you see a headline that alleges one generation is behaving awfully or they've gone extreme one direction, take that with a grain of salt.
Which it kind of plays into that idea of the loudest people in a group are the ones who get the most attention. So maybe that's that 10 to 20%.
Speaking of being loud, if you feel like being loud, go ahead and email us. We are su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.